the words of my mouth and the meditation of our heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. The sermon for today, the 11th Sunday after Trinity, I'm calling Pharisee or Tax Collector. It is written by the Most Reverend John T. Calhoun, Jr., late Metropolitan of the Anglican Catholic Church. He first gave this August 15, 1999, for Trinity 11. This morning, the prayer book gives us two lessons which touch on issues that are at the heart of the Christian faith. The epistle is the beginning of St. Paul's most important discussion of the death and resurrection of Jesus. The gospel is a parable in which Jesus tells us how to get right with God. Christian belief and Christian behavior are completely intertwined. The Bible begins with belief, not with behavior. It does not tell us, this is how to behave, and if you behave this way, you will come to believe certain things. The Bible tells us instead, if you really believe these things, your behavior will change for the better. The central beliefs of Christianity are tied up with Jesus' death and resurrection. St. Paul tells us this morning, quite simply, Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He means that Jesus died on the cross to forgive every act of disobedience anyone ever has committed or ever will commit. His death and what his death accomplished are completely consistent with the Hebrew Bible, the Old Testament. St. Paul goes on to say that on the third day after he had died, Jesus came out of his grave, and many people who had thought he was dead permanently saw him also. His resurrection is also consistent with the Old Testament Scriptures. In other parts of his writing, St. Paul says that Jesus' resurrection shows us what will happen to us in the long run. Jesus rose from the dead in a new body. We too will rise again from the dead in new bodies when Jesus comes back to earth. The epistle to the Hebrews tells us that the greatest power the devil has over us is to make us afraid to die. The resurrection breaks his hold. If we have been baptized, and if we believe what St. Paul tells us, then we have no reason to be afraid of death, either our own death or the death of people we love. This life is not all there is. We will see one another again, and we shall go to heaven to live forever with each other and God. While we wait for the resurrection, if we have any ability to look at ourselves honestly, we find that we are plagued by feelings of shame and guilt. We feel guilty because, in fact, we are guilty. Guilty of repeated acts of disobedience and rebellion against God. God offers us a solution. He says, I sent my Son to die to forgive you all for all that disobedience and rebellion. I don't hold any of it against you. All you need to do is receive my forgiveness, is to admit you need it, and to turn to me with sorrow and the hope to do better. So the death and resurrection of Jesus are God's solution to the two major problems we face, which are sin and death. Living with those solutions every day of our lives is the point of the Christian life. In the short run, God forgives us. And in the long run, we are going to come back from death and go to heaven. In light of all that, life on earth just doesn't look so bad. This morning's parable is the one about the law-abiding Pharisee and the no-better-than-he-should-be tax collector. If you have a grip on this parable, you have a grip on the essence of the right Christian attitude toward life. The Pharisee comes before God and looks him straight in the eye, brags about how much better he is than other people, and then rattles off all his spiritual accomplishments. The tax collector won't even look at the altar as he beats his breast and says, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Jesus says that the tax collector went home in a right relationship to God, and the Pharisee did not. Was that because the tax collector was a more moral person than the Pharisee? No. There's no suggestion in the parable that the Pharisee was lying about his good behavior. Nor is any suggestion that the tax collector had, in fact, a heart of gold. The tax collector had a proper relationship to God because he knew the truth. He was a sinner, and he needed to have God forgive him. He knew that he could not do anything to reconcile himself to God. He had to receive reconciliation as a gift from God himself. The Pharisee thought he could make God love him because he was so good. That was his great mistake. Nobody can earn God's love. Nobody can stand before God and say, you have got to love me because I am so wonderful. God did not prefer the tax collector because he grumbled. God preferred the tax collector because the tax collector knew the truth and acted accordingly. A person who tries to base his life on what St. Paul teaches us this morning is going to end up in the same good position as the tax collector. God is going to love him and forgive him and accept him because he knows the truth and he lives by the truth. And the truth is, I am a sinner. I deserve to die and be shut off from God forever. But God loved me enough to send his Son to die to forgive my sins and promise me resurrection and eternal life. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. And now unto God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, be ascribed as is most justly due, all might, power, majesty, dominion, and glory, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.